Welcome to the Coin Podcast Network. On the go, on demand, and on point. When you want to know what the weather's going to be this week, turn to Portland's most accurate forecasting team. This is your Weather Week with meteorologists Kelly Bayern and Joseph Dames.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome into a new Your Weather podcast. We are talking about the new season to come. September 22nd, it's a Tuesday, is the start of fall. So we can say goodbye to summer and enter scarf season and some cooler temperatures moving forward. I've got Joseph Dames, our weekend meteorologist, on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. Is this your favorite season? I should ask.
My favorite season always changes, but I do think some Septembers and Octobers remain very dry and mild. I love those fall seasons because then I can go outside and still go hiking, still go climbing, and it's just perfect temperatures to be outside.
Yes, and then the leaves start changing and the whole, you put it all together.
Yeah.
Like you said, you get to add some new wardrobe things. You get to
layer up.
Get some warmer coffee and not it's weird to have warm coffee sometimes in the summer when it's like 90 degrees outside or 80.
I don't peg you as a pumpkin spice latte type of guy.
I'm not at all. I don't really like flavored lattes and whatnot and coffees. Something about it just tastes artificial to me. So I don't know. I just don't.
Really yeah.
How about, are you a fan? I know people love
not
it.
Not at all. Yeah, no. People do love it because it's like a sweet drink. It's almost like a cupcake in a cup, a liquid cupcake. So
I understand it, but it's just not my preference.
Yeah, me too. Well, I mean, let's jump into the weather. We see the change. September 22nd is the official start of fall. And it's interesting. We really pick up the rain as we head towards October and beyond. And we start the new water year as well. And we're still in September, and it's actually been quite an interesting month. We've been dealing with a lot of wildfire smoke the beginning of the month. We've been fairly dry, and temperatures as we start this recording here, and we're starting this on in the middle of the month here, we are seeing a very warm September. We are already, almost 7 degrees above normal than our average monthly temperatures. So we've gotten a number of 80-degree days and 90-degree days here in September so far.
Yeah, upper 80s, too. Not like 80 degrees, like 88, some warmer ones very close to 90 degrees. Our overnight temperatures have been pretty mild as well. So you put that all together. Yeah, very interesting start to September. In our early mid-September. So we'll see if we wrap up the month a little bit cooler, but it seems like it's just going to be a warm one.
Yeah, summertime just doesn't want to give up yet. So we've got a whole list of stats that we just want to work through. We'll get through, our temperatures as we head into October, November, and then December. And we'll talk about some rain, fog, and even a little bit of snow that we sometimes see here in fall time.
Fall snow. You have to love that. Growing up, every once in a while in the Midwest, we would have snow for Halloween, which was always just like,
wow.
It just ruined Halloween, just freezing and like snowy and wet. I don't suspect that happens here very often, but rain, I don't know. We'll talk about that probably.
Yeah, definitely. So the average temperatures during fall, September through kind of the end of December, is 57.5 degrees. That to me is extremely cool. Very chilly. I think I've kind of taught myself that if temperatures are in the mid 60s, it's single layer weather. So 50s, that's definitely jacket weather. You add some winds in there, maybe some rain, and it's definitely coat season. So we kind of enter those temperatures, especially getting into October when our averages drop into the 60s. November is the 50s, December is the 40s. So we see a big drop here moving forward.
Yeah. I think it's really November. I forget about November sometimes, but November can be pretty cold. Of course, December, those temperatures dropping down. But September, I know we start the month at 79 and wrap up the month at 71. So that's a pretty big drop right there. You know, in the summer months, we might climb a few degrees, but it's never like, oh, our average high is like 75 and then it's 86 by the end of the month. It's like, oh, maybe it's like 77 and then it's like 80. But like in the fall, it climbs, or sorry, it drops like substantially over the course of 3 months.
Yeah, just a big, you know, spectrum of temperatures. Yeah. Starting the month, still kind of getting those summer temperatures, and then the end of it, you're layers
in fall. Yeah.
And boots. Yeah, yeah, that's interesting. I've always felt that the fall season is your transition season in between summer and winter, you know, so you get the storms that roll in, you introduce the rain, cooler temperatures. So yeah, typically we start the stormy season too. Get a little bit of fog as well. So things just kind of change. And I think for the better. I'm way more into cooler temperatures.
We're getting pretty close to our last day on average to hit 80 degrees too, which is, we'll see this year how long the 80s go, but last day to hit 80 on average is September 29th, it looks like.
I used to have some friends that would want to tan on those sunny, you know, weekends in fall. I would tell them it's not going to work. You know, the sun angle's too low to really impact and give you a tan at this point.
That's interesting. Let's get out there and tan. Yeah,
let's tan. You know, if it was warm enough, it kind of makes sense, but you're actually not doing anything.
Real dedicated. Real dedicated. I like that.
Dedicated friends in college.
I think I've given up on, like, you know, I've just given up on that. Especially being out here, I would just feel like, You really have to work on getting out there to get a tan, and I'm not doing that.
Right. So we've got some interesting stats on the first freeze of the year too. November 15th is typically, on average, when we see our overnight lows dipping towards freezing. So
that's one of those dates that I feel like should be. Like engraved into my brain, but I always forget that first freeze date. But it's always a question that we get from viewers. So if you're listening, November 15th is right around that first freeze where those temperatures reach somewhere around 32, 30, you know, right around that freezing point, maybe 35, 36. So if you're still doing yard work and things like that, you don't really have to worry about it for some time.
Yeah, we have still all of October.
Yeah,
you know, to garden before you gotta throw your plants indoors so they don't freeze.
Cover them up.
All right, well, let's move on to rain. So October is typically the start of the new water year, which is important for meteorologists and hydrologists to track the annual rainfall and then the water year rainfall for our region and Portland specifically. So September's average is about 1.5 inches. We have seen some wet Septembers where in 2013 we saw a month with 5.62 inches of rain. So we can start to really pick up if we see a number of weather systems rolling in. We could really start to accumulate rainfall.
Yes, which right now I think that would be really helpful. I think our average in September up to this point of time is like so low. Or what we've accumulated for September 2020 has just been really, really pitiful. I know that in October, it really starts to pick on up, though. Our wettest October was 8.41 inches in 1994. That is something. The average is 3 inches. So we pretty much double our rain from September to October.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm not sure, looking at, you know, the winter months, when we can also get some snow in there too. Like November is a month where we can sometimes see snow. So if those rain totals are all rainfall, or if there's some snow that's been melted and, you know, put in there as well. But yeah, November's even more wet. Both November and December are around 5.5 inches of rain on average. So pretty wet months there.
That is, yeah. And you mentioned October being a pretty wet month, it holds the maximum rain in 24 hours record of 4.44 inches in 1994.
Yeah. You know, I think we can just get some massive storms that roll in right around this time frame. So we can get some big systems that just continually bring us widespread rain that just persists for, you know, a couple of days.
Yeah. 2015, it was dry for most of our October, and then Halloween hit. We had over 2 inches of rain on Halloween, and then it never stopped raining. It was just rain from that point on. So I always kind of consider, you know, how July 4th is kind of that unofficial, like, oh, summer's actually starting.
Yeah.
I always, you know, Halloween is fall for me. It's like, all right, we hit Halloween, rain comes, and we're there.
Right. December 2015 was the wettest December ever on record. 15 and a quarter inches.
That's the same. I'm telling you, that was the year.
Yeah.
It started on Halloween, and it just continued all the way through. And it was like, oh, you know, 2 inches on Halloween, I could deal with that. But then December came, and we had 15 inches of rain, and it seemed like it was cloudy every day. So just, you know, on the record, everyone here in the podcast, I started in October of 2015 at Coin, and I almost left in December 2015 because it was just so cloudy and wet.
I didn't
actually almost leave, but it was like, holy crap, it really is wet and gloomy in the Pacific Northwest. But it was a record rain. So I just got a rude introduction to the Pacific Northwest.
Right. Well, unless you like the rain,
true,
then maybe you would have, you know, fall can be one of your favorite months. I've been told, you know, I was born and raised in the Pacific Northwest, and I've been told people who live here don't use an umbrella.
Yeah.
But I use an umbrella. I don't
know
what people are
talking
about. Yeah. What about you?
I carry an umbrella, like in my car, but I don't find myself using it very often. And I think the thing that was like the big change was some of our rain events are also pretty windy.
Yeah,
and
that's
like long lasting, you know, it might rain all day. It's not like a quick passing shower or thunderstorm like I would experience in the Midwest more, you know, like, oh, 15 minutes, here comes a thunderstorm, it's wet, and then you're done. So like having a hood and a real rain jacket, I found to be pretty useful out here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, yeah, I hear that all the time. Like, oh, we don't use umbrellas out here. You're not a true Oregonian,
right?
If you use an umbrella. They're handy. They're useful. Like, I don't always want to wear a hood.
You know, they're an accessory. I just bought a yellow one that has a little duck on the handle, and I love it. So I'm going to use it.
Mm-hmm. That's very UK of you.
Is it?
You could be in London.
With my duck umbrella.
Yeah.
Well, we tend to pick up the rain as we head into November, December, and some other cool stats, like historically speaking, for the month of September, it has rained on 24% of the days. So going back through all of the records that they've kept since, I think, 1849, somewhere in that range, through 2019, it has rained on 24% of the days in September. And then October, 41%. November, December, 60, and then 61% of those days have seen rain.
So not a major difference between November and December.
No, and they even have a pretty similar rainfall average too. I think December is just colder, so you got to toss in a chance for a little bit of snowfall. But in terms of moisture, they tend to be pretty similar.
It's actually November's average seems to be a little bit higher. 5.63 versus 5.49. So, you know, some of those systems might lose some of the moisture over the coast range. They might drop a little snow to the coast range, and then we don't see as much in the valley. I don't know. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Fog is also a really big thing that we see in the fall, too.
It's foggy days. September, not too bad.
Yeah.
Two on average.
Yeah, I think if we get chilly enough, we can start to get that in Portland, too. So on average, September is about 2 days of fog, where visibility is about a quarter of a mile or less. So that is very dense fog. October is 6 days. Same for November at 6 days. December is 4 days.
There's weather folklore in the Midwest. I forget which month it is. I think it's November. And it's like however many foggy days you have is how many snow events you're going to have in the winter.
We all know how that plays out.
So if it's 6 on average in November, could mean 6 snowstorms in the winter. I'll have to relearn it. It's been some time. I don't remember. remember the exact specifics, but something like that.
There's also another folklore, you know, weather myth about the woolly caterpillar, you know?
It's
how long its orange section of its fur or, you know, fibers.
Whatever it has
on it kind of describes what our winter or spring will look like. I don't remember either.
Yeah.
You got to read the almanac.
I can't recall what it is either.
Farmer's almanac.
Yeah. I think if it's like a smaller stripe, it's not as bad of a winter. And if it's like a larger stripe, like a large black, maybe it's a harsher winter. I don't remember what it is
either. It has to deal with its diet. So like what bugs or, you know, plants it's been eating. Because that then defines how, you know, the spring did with its plants and stuff like that. So it's pretty in depth and interesting, but
that is. Yeah. Those, I always find those to be pretty interesting.
So looking at snow, fall time goes into December, which to me just always feels like winter already, but we pick up snow mainly in December, but sometimes November can see a little bit of snow as well. And there was one extremely snowy November in 1955 where on the 22nd, there was 7 inches of snow right around Thanksgiving time.
Yeah.
Oh, that was in 1977. So basically, you know, over the past 70 years or so, we've been a bit snowier in November and have held some new snow records. But as of late, we haven't seen too much. It's really December where we start to pick up some snow.
Yeah, those early parts of fall isn't really an issue. You know, October, it looks like it snowed one time in 1935, 0.6 inches in October. But for the most part, it's not a thing. We don't really have to worry about snow just yet. The mountains, on the other hand, start seeing some high elevation snow. But and like you mentioned, even November really isn't too snowy.
Mm-hmm. I forget when the first larger snow event for Mount Hood is, you know, when snow levels start to drop again towards, you know, 4,000, 5,000 feet.
Right.
That's going October,
going back
November?
To that freeze date. Can never remember the freeze date. This is another one. I can never remember that one either. Like, those are the ones that's like I have to look up every single season.
Right. Right. Well, I'm pretty excited for fall. I think I'm just done with this heat.
Yeah.
It was good while it lasted. I think July, by the time July ends and August comes around, I'm pretty much done with summertime. So pretty quick season for me. But fall, there's a lot to look forward to. You know, you can change up your outfits. You can get cozy with people. You can drink more coffee and hot beverages. And it's just a nice season. Plus the holidays are on the way in too.
Do you transition your hobbies?
Let's see. Well, my hobbies involve a lot of active things, and most of those are outside. So I guess I transition from, you know, hiking and rock climbing to skiing and snowboarding. So we'll see within, you know, COVID how they set up the snow resorts and those operations with the pandemic still definitely happening and, you know, in terms of public safety. So I would love to go skiing. I hope things can set up.
Yeah, I start to think about the skiing and the snow once we start getting to fall. But, you know this, like in the summer, I like to tie-dye a lot, and it's really nice with the heat. In the fall, you kind of like, you got to give it up towards the end of fall and the winter, unless you do it indoors. But you just kind of need I prefer to do it outside with the sun. So.
Yeah, plus you use like ice cubes, right? You have like a cool method with ice cubes.
Yeah, I like to do ice dyeing. So like if you get the heat from the, it's just nice to get the sun to do that naturally instead of like beaming some like, you know, light on it or a fan or something like that, a hair dryer.
Yeah. Plus working with ice when it's 55 degrees outside. And Joseph has got his new kitten in the screen, which you can't see, but it is the cutest kitten there.
Yeah, it's Garth is his name. He's growing up. We got him at 6 weeks in March. Now he's kind of a grown up.
Mm-hmm. he's a cutie.
Yeah, he's a cutie. He's just he's a fierce guy. He's pretty aggressive from time to time. He's got a biting problem.
He had surgery.
He impaled his leg.
Oh, no.
Pretty bad. So yeah, he impaled his leg doing something. So he's been through the ringer.
Well, hopefully get some cuddles when the temperatures start to drop.
And just, yeah, just to tie it all together, it'll be his first fall. So we'll see how he likes it.
Nice.
I'm sure he'll want to chase leaves and stuff. He's an indoor-outdoor cat, so he's
awesome.
Always doing something well.
Yeah. Well, hope you enjoyed this little preview of fall time. Again, a lot of fog to look forward to, rain to pick up, temperatures to drop. We don't really have to deal with any snow until possibly November if we're unlucky. Yeah, it's just a nice season to get into after, you know, hot and smoky summer that we've gotten so far. So, yeah, anything else you want to add?
Yeah, if you have listened to this whole podcast and you are someone who uses an umbrella, you should reach out to us on social media and tell us that you are one of those people that break the rules out here.
Yeah, we'd like that, because I'm going against anybody who says they don't use an umbrella, because they're handy and they're cute. So I'm gonna stick with it. All right, well, thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Coin Podcast Network. You can listen to more great Coin podcasts on coin.com/podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Please listen, download, subscribe, and review.